This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Okay, so welcome to yet another edition of the Women on Waves Laughing Out Loud.
Yeah, podcasts you can listen to anytime.
Yes. And this time we are going to feature perhaps the greatest or best known.
I think I know who comedian. You're going to say.
Who am I going to say?
Suzanne
Westenhofer.
That's
yes.
It.
So I thought I'd take the opportunity to tell people a little bit about Suzanne, because she was born on March the 31st, 1961.
61, okay.
61 must have been a good year.
I think so.
In Columbia, Pennsylvania. And she's an out lesbian stand-up comedian. After accepting a dare, she began her career delivering gay-themed material to straight audiences in mainstream comedy clubs in New York City in the early 90s.
That's quite brave, actually.
I was going to say, what could be braver than that? Yeah. She became the first openly lesbian comic ever to appear on television in 1991.
Well, there's a mark.
I don't know how she beat Kate, but anyway.
Mm-hmm.
On an episode of Sally Jesse Raphael, Breaking the Lesbian Stereotype, Lesbians Who Don't Look Like Lesbians.
Oh, okay, right, cool.
So that was a special way back. In 1991 and 92, her stand-up comedy appeared on Comedy Central's Short Attention Span Theatre and Stand Up, Stand Up. She went on to become the first openly gay comic to host her own HBO comedy special in 94, which earned her a Cable Ace Award.
Oh, good on her.
Nomination.
Mm-hmm.
And to appear in The Late Show with David Letterman in 2003. Suzanne has conducted a number of highly successful US tours, including the Dinah Shore weekends quite regularly, and has featured on many Olivia Cruises. And
ooh,
I'm going to be spending some time on one of those with her.
You are.
Very soon.
Mm-hmm.
She starred as a panellist in GSN's 2006 remake of I've Got a Secret, which featured a panel of gay celebrities who had to guess the various guests' secrets through a series of timed questions.
Oh, okay.
Sounds fascinating, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
And back in 2004, she was featured in the film Laughing Matters, along with Kate Clinton and Marga Gomez, who's another name that
yes,
we know well.
Yes.
And Karen Williams, her comedy special and documentary, A Bottom on Top, aired on Logo Television.
I like the sound of that already.
In the fall of 2007.
Yeah.
Suzanne has been around for quite a while now, and she's left us a plethora of fascinating tracks. I'm not entirely certain, but I think that these both come from her Guaranteed Fresh album.
Oh, okay.
Now, what can I tell you about Guaranteed Fresh? Well, in fact, I can tell you that all of her albums, Nothing in My Closet But My Clothes, I'm Not Cindy Brady, and Guaranteed Fresh, Live at the Village, and A Bottom on Top, are all available in stores.
Oh, okay. So people can get these if they like.
Her CD is, those three CDs that I mentioned,
yeah,
have actually won Glamour Awards.
Oh, cool.
Best comedy.
Mm.
So she's a fairly astute young woman.
Yes.
And we're going to have a bit of fun with her today.
I think she's wonderful.
Because we're going to kick off by listening to Attachments.
Attachments.
And The Greatest Invention Ever.
Okay.
So here she is now, folks. Enjoy.
And I'm in a, like I said, it's like a fairly new relationship. And I think you get to an age where you think that you have done all the new things you're going to do in bed. In sex. Do you know what I mean? Like, you get to an age, you do, right? It's not like you think, oh, like, all of a sudden I'm going to do totally different things than I've ever done before. But then I got a new partner, and I've had, like, two relationships aside from my partner, and I've had, like, sex with, like, five women. I know, woo! Stop! I know, I'm crazy! And, but I thought I was cool. I thought I was doing it right and, you know, doing all the stuff. And then you get a new partner who introduces a crazy new thing. And what my partner brought to our relationship, totally new, was, shall we call it, attachments. I had never done that before, right? I mean, that's not absolutely true in the sense that one time, I put one on, and everybody laughed, and there was just really one other person, but you know what I mean? It was, all right, never mind. And I realized that was never really going to be me. It just really wasn't me. And it's, you know, it's because I'm a femme. Yes, I know. Woo! And I'm a bottom, and I know it. And so that's not really me to, you know, and... I'm extremely femme. Huge, huge. And that's, I admit, I'm deeply, deeply okay about being a bottom. Huge freaking pillow queen bottom, right? You know, I am such a femme that even if I'm on top, you're in charge. Right? I'll be up there going, oh, it's so high. What do you want? So, you know, new partner, she brings this into the relationship, and it's a pretty wonderful thing, although I will tell you that it is not convenient. It is not, do we know what we're talking about? Do you understand what I'm talking about? Like the, okay, let's show the film. Yeah, how funny would that have been? Wow. I didn't realize they had that on DVD. I'm totally getting that. Anyway, the dildos. Okay, there. All right, we said it. Woo! So, and they're, but they're not. They're not a convenient thing. It's not like you can just like see each other and just go, yeah, baby, and throw them on the bed, and then you kind of got to go, just a minute. Right, and they're not, there's like the harness thing they call it, right, and it's leather, and it's not like you even just put it on, it's all like you gotta kinda put the little thing through, and yeah, here, honey, put your finger there, hold there, I got, so you're all working on there, just wait right there, baby. You're the best, you're hot. Laying there. And then my girlfriend and I were in Provincetown, where we keep the gay people. We were in Provincetown, Massachusetts, and we, and in Provincetown there's a bunch of there's a couple of shops where they sell these things, and all the stuff that goes with it. And so it was very exciting, and we went in, and we were just shocked, because we found
the greatest invention ever!
went to this shop, and they have bike shorts. Yes, they're just bike shorts. Look at all of you. Really? And then there could be a huge run on them. Anyway, they're just, you just yank them up like bike shorts, and they have a little hole, a little area here all ready for you to just put whatever you got in there. And it's like 5 seconds. You just go, honey, yeah, you're totally. And you're there. And we bought a pair right away. We love them. So then, girlfriend and I, we're at our house, and we have a couple friends over to play poker, as the lesbians are doing now. We're all playing poker. And we have over some friends, and one of our friends is a big, you know, hotshot director in Hollywood. Blah, 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 blah. And she brings a friend of hers, a nice gal, who's actually an actress who is on television and slightly famous. And we're talking, and as that sometimes it happens, you all of a sudden accidentally are talking about dildos. And that's the kind of thing that happens to me all the time, but that's because my girlfriend says I have no boundaries. She says, you do not have appropriate boundaries. To which I am, like, freaked out by it. You know, she actually says I'm the mayor of inappropriate land. No, I didn't even run for election. That's so cool. Thank you. So we're talking and we're saying, you know, about them. And my friend who is the director, you know, she's kind of old school. She's all like, oh, I think that's lazy and I can take care of a woman without that kind of thing, you know. And then the actress gal, she turns and says, oh, I love that. I love using an appliance. And she says, but they're so inconvenient with the whole harnessing. And I went, hey! I have something to tell you. And then I go, wait, let me show you. So we get up, and I'm marching them back to the bedroom. You know, and my girlfriend is, you know, she's all like, you know, chopping vegetables or something. You know, she's like, where are you going? Nowhere. And we go into the bedroom, and I pull open that drawer, that special drawer that we all have that has three fake T-shirts on top. And all the incredible goodies are underneath. And I take them out, right, and I go, look! Bike shorts. And she goes, oh my god, that's incredible, I love these! And then the night ends, and we play poker, and blah, blah, blah. A few nights later, girlfriend and I are looking at each other, and she says, let's have sex. And that's kind of what happens after a while, isn't it? I mean, when you're together with someone, and you're living together, you don't just go, yeah, and throw yourselves down. You kind of, you say, you want to. Okay. So we go in the back and we open the special drawer. And they're gone! And of course there's that moment where we look at each other. And we know damn well where they are. But it's not like we can call to get them back. Because you don't even want them back. Because you're never going to use them again. Because there we are, realizing someone has our dicky pants.
Hi, this is Claire Summerskill, and you're listening to Women on Waves with Anita on Joy 94.9.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station Joy 94.9.
Well, doesn't she survive?
Doesn't she have a talent?
Oh, she's amazing. Oh. She's going to blow me away while I'm on the cruise.
Absolutely. It's as if she doesn't say anything, but she says a lot.
Yeah.
It's that sort of
innuendo. It's like watching her on the DVDs, you get a lot that you miss.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Because a lot of it is visual.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But she is so funny.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought maybe before we wrap up, we could sneak in another track.
Right.
Now, this one definitely is from Guaranteed Fresh. I think the last one was from A Bottom on Top.
Oh, actually. Okay, yep.
But this one is perhaps one of the most requested tracks of hers that I've come across in all the years that I've been presenting her material.
Right.
And it's called Renovating Woes. Now.
I remember.
Yes. I thought I'd just wind up this segment with Suzanne Westenhofer, Renovating Woes from Guaranteed Fresh, here on Joy.
So after about 6 years, I guess it's been now, of us going back and forth between Columbus and Los Angeles, we finally bought a house in Los Angeles. It doesn't make the commute any shorter, by the way. But we did. We bought the house, and that was a good thing, you know, trying to, you know, make it a little more like home. And so we got a house, so we're like doing some remodeling, some renovation on the house. We're, we're fixing. We're not doing shit. She is doing everything. I can't do anything, so I don't know why I'm saying we, but whatever. Just trying to take a little credit, but I don't get any. No, it's terrible. I can't fix anything. I am the worst lesbian on the planet with that, you know? I'm like, oh, it's broken. Throw it away. My girlfriend thinks she can fix it. She's all welding glasses down. Let it go. But she does all that stuff, and she loves that, the remodeling stuff, you know, putting in shelves and scraping off paint and just wallpaper. And I'm like, oh, my God, ew! You know, and what's really funny about it is I really can't do anything, but people never believe you, right? They don't. They go, oh, Suzanne, you can paint. A freaking monkey can paint. Right? And then you're all like, paint. And they come over and they're like, huh, you can't paint. And my girlfriend really can do stuff. And she has tools in Los Angeles like you can't believe. She has everything. She has like the screwdriver with the star and the screwdriver with the slash. And I know this because she will say, go and get the Phillips screwdriver. Damn. Should have paid attention. This freaks me out. She just did this like a month ago. She took the door off the hinges. I had no idea you could even do that. I just went, well, I figured when the house went down, the door went down. Right? And she had this thing. Have you seen it? It's like a little shredder, and she made the door shorter. It was called a plane or planer or something, right? I'm like, you're a goddess. I've lived in apartments my whole life. I had no idea you could make a door shorter. You know, when the door wouldn't shut, I would just yank the carpet up. There. She's good. She can drywall. Oh, my God. And, of course, you know, we're lesbians, so we have mostly lesbian friends because, you know, we stay together. And so, of course, all our friends can also do stuff, and they just happen to have tools in their car. We'll be all ready to go out to dinner. The other couple stops by, and they'll go, well, what are you going to do with this? Well, how are you going to put that floor down? Well, where are you going to use? Really? And all of a sudden, I'll go, oh, we ain't going out to dinner. Yeah, Pizza Hut. So what happens, though, if you can't do something, if you're not good at what everybody else is good at, so they have to find another job for you. So one of the things I do is, Andy calls grunt work, which is I sweep it up. I got it. I sweep it up. And I make all the runs back and forth to the Home Depot. Back and forth. Go get it some more. Back and forth. And we live a mile from a 24-hour Home Depot in Hollywood, which is just wrong. It's horribly wrong, people. There's no need. There's no goddamn fucking reason for a 24-hour Home Depot. You gotta be kidding me. And can I just say something? That just gives my girlfriend leeway to send me there 2-3 o'clock in the morning. And there's something you should know about a 24-hour Home Depot in Hollywood. Okay? People there at 3 o'clock in the morning, they got totally different shopping needs. They ain't walking around looking for a new shower curtain. Okay? These people, they're walking around, they're buying hand soles, they got blood all over their shirt. That's all I'm saying. I've mentioned a million times, but it's so true. I hate, I hate the Home Depot. I don't know the Home Depot. I don't understand the Home Depot. So she sends me there with a list. All written out. You know, my scavenger hunt for adults. Like, she might as well just pin it to me right here. I need these things. And it's a mess. The list doesn't help. Because first of all, nobody helps you. But if you want to get help, just start climbing up on stuff. Those little orange shirts come flying out. It's terrible. I don't understand what she writes on the list. She sends me off there. The second thing on the list says Brad's. I'm like, excuse me, sir? Yeah. Is your name Brad? You're supposed to be at our house. I don't know why. I made a lot of mistakes. I've returned a lot of stuff. But our big incident went like this. She sent me off with a very specific list of one thing. Grout. Number 358, Dove Gray. Might as well just said, don't fuck it up. Call me on the cell if you don't understand. I go in the Home Depot, I got one job only, I'm all good, I'm all good. I go, I find out that there's an actual grout aisle. No idea, it comes in big flour sacks. Have you seen it? Okay, so again, I'm not the Home Depot shopper, I'm the grocery shopper. This is what I do, and I do it well, okay? Volume, value, I got coupons. Get out of my fucking way. So I'm in the Home Depot, and this is what they had. Okay, so, and you can go and check, I'm not making this. All right, they had a 4-pound bag of grout, and it was $9.97. And then they had a 40-pound bag of grout. Why does everybody else know? Okay, and the 40-pound bag of grout was like $26. I'm like, hello, I can do that. And I'm all like, 40 pounds of grout. Got myself a deal. I'm yanking it out of the back of my car and dragging it up the side. My girlfriend comes out. She's all like, oh, my Lord. Apparently, unless you're a contractor, you will not live long enough to use 40 pounds of grout. You will have to will it to someone. And to my nephew Daniel, I leave the 38.5 pounds of grout. And can I just say something? You know those Home Depot people knew. Am I right? You know they saw me coming. She is buying the 40 pounds of grout. No. No, I can see the SKU from here. You don't got to take it out. You need a little help in your car? I've made a lot of mistakes, you know. I made a lot of mistakes with it. But I'll tell you what, my girlfriend, she doesn't always think her projects all the way through either. She can do anything, but that doesn't make her, you know, like smart about every little thing. Okay, here's what happened. They pulled up these shelves that were like built into the floor, and it ruined the wood floor in that area. So she gets this guy, he comes in, he goes, well, I sand that down, put some polyurethane on, it'd be about $900. And she goes, $900? Get out. I can do that myself. Okay, well, first of all, have you ever seen just an average size little woman with a sander? Two days later, she's watching television, she's still. It was great in bed, though. I'm, oh no, don't even get up. Talk about bunch of time savers. Okay, so then I had to go and do errands all day. I was running around doing stuff, and so I come back, and she's doing the polyurethane. I open the door, and I'm like, the smell overcome. Okay, she is polyurethaning with the windows closed and the heat on. Right? She turns to me. She comes up. She's like, ugh. Her eyes are big. It's taking forever. Honey, you are totally whacked out of your mind on polyurethane. I'm like, yes, yes. Look, look, look at the cats. They're laying flat on their back. She's in denial. She didn't do it wrong. Everything's good. No, because she doesn't want to stop working. She doesn't want to stop working. Like, because she knows if she hurts herself, I'll make her stop or something. So she's always real, like, careful not to ever let on, right? So you'll hear her to be like, bang, 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 ing, bang, 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 ing, boom, ah. It's okay. I'm okay. All right. Don't come in. Twenty minutes later, where are the Band-Aids? Grabbing those really, really big ones? Now, I'll tell you something. That's all well and good, but the truth is, we have animals. And the animals don't know that you're renovating. Right? They're just going about their day doing animal stuff. Like they always do, right? So you hear the like, bang, 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 ring, bang, 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 ring, ring, ow! She's okay! It's all right! Kitty, kitty, kitty. Right, then later you'll see the cat, right? And her tail's all glued to her back. Oh, it'll be easier to show us your asshole, don't worry about it. Thank you all very much. Thank you, Santa Cruz. You are the best. Thank you.
Wow.
Well, a 40-pound bag of grout. Yeah. It's just, oh, I love her. She's fantastic.
It's amazing. Now, I thought that we'd better wrap up this episode of
yes.
Women on Waves Laughing Out Loud before we hurt some ribs.
Yes.
I hope you've all enjoyed these segments and come back to them whenever you feel low.
That's right, yes.
Thanks for joining us and bye for now.
Farewell from me.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.